Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Get it? The Burt Show.
So I got to ask women a question here. Something that I heard this weekend, and I can't tell you specifically who I heard it from. But I heard these words come out of a woman's mouth that I was around. And it didn't make sense to me at the time because it's so not a guy thing. And I wonder if it's just a her thing or if it's a woman thing. My question is, do women keep friends because you're scared of them? Because you're scared not to be friends with them anymore? I'm assuming, based on what I heard in this conversation, is Jen and Melissa meet each other through Wendy.
Okay.
Okay? Wendy's really the middle one
the
here.
The go-between?
Okay.
The go-between. And then Jen and Melissa start becoming pretty good friends. You guys start hanging out. You're enjoying each other's company. So you're becoming girlfriends, right? And then Melissa all of a sudden realizes that Jen just kind of has a mean streak to her. She's just not really somebody that she feels like hanging out with. She's seen some of the things that Jen has done to other women, and she's a little scared of her, just a little, just, look, this is just not my cup of tea here.
This is a little too close to the truth, but okay, keep going with the story. Because Jen's such a scary figure.
Your Melissa is too scared of Jen and what Jen might do to Melissa if Melissa cuts the relationship off entirely. So they remain friends. And Melissa goes through the motions. They go to dinners. They still talk on the phone. Melissa doesn't like to be in this relationship at all.
Right.
But she is really nervous about what Jen might do to her and to the friends around them.
Isn't it more just
so she stays in the relationship, the friendship?
To me, the fear is a word that I can't connect to, but I could see where if I was intimidated and wanted to avoid the drama of what Jen might do. You know what I'm saying? Like, if Jen was a high maintenance friend or was in this group where we're all like, you know, we just kind of tolerate parts of her personality, but she's still a friend of ours. Like, I could see where we'd have her around either because of the length of time we've been friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think has a lot to do with keeping somebody in a group of friends. But I think that just avoiding the drama is more how I would see it. But I don't know if I'd be friends with somebody I was afraid of.
Based on the conversation I heard this weekend, it wasn't trying to avoid the drama.
Uh-huh.
It was nervous that Jen would either start jacking with you or start jacking with your reputation to Wendy. So everybody in the circle would hate you also.
Because that's why they stay friends, is because she's fearful that the Jen is going to take all of her friends away.
Right.
Right?
I think. I mean, I don't know if there's anything physical there or if she would jack with her at work or anything like that.
Slash my tires.
Yeah.
She seems like the type of person that would be like this control freak anyway. And sometimes those people can be manipulative amongst groups of other people and very influential. Like, if she's seen as like the leader of the group, then you might stay friends with that person because you know that everyone else will follow their lead, even though you don't really like them.
It was like an adult Mean Girls playing out in front of me. 404-741-Q100. Michelle here wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. Go ahead, Michelle.
Hi.
We can't recognize your voice. You're probably scared of your friend.
Yeah, I'm afraid of losing my job, actually.
Okay.
Your job?
Oh.
Yeah, I'm actually her manager at our workplace, and when I thought that we were friends, I confided in her about our regional manager embezzling money and being on drugs. And now that I found out the type of person that she is, and really she's a bad employee and she really needs to be fired, but I can't do that because I'm afraid she'll divulge the information that I gave her.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
So I have to work with her. Well, she has to work for me every single day, and I have to put on this front for her. Like, we're friends, but...
But you're not. All right, now there's a little work element to that one. I'm wondering if there's anybody that... There's no work. You're just scared of this person. You're freaked out, so you won't break the friendship. Hey, Jade, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi. Mine's kind of the same, similar situation is... my friend and I have about 14 years. We work together in the same type of place, but different departments.
Mm-hmm.
And we go and hang out on the weekends and stuff. If I don't let her babysit my kid at least once a week, if I don't comment on her pictures on Facebook, if I don't basically kiss her butt every single day, bring her lunch and coffee, then she has threatened to go to our bosses and tell them things about my past, things about what I do on the weekends, things about my living situation. And I really am scared to, like, defriend her even on Facebook.
Wow.
It's, wow.
So she's threatening you into your job.
Yeah, pretty much. Wow. And she does have authority over me in the department. So.
And this has gone on for 14 years?
We've been working in the same place for about almost 6 years. Yeah.
So before that, why did you just cut off the friendship?
Because, I mean, we were just in high school and middle school together, and then we both sort of got out, got the same type of job, and then that's where it basically escalated. And then, you know, marriages, divorces, kids, stuff happens. So
you will put up with so much more from your friends from youth than you will a new friend.
It's like you don't want to believe that the two of you aren't the same people you were when you were
right,
kids.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You have a loyalty to them.
Hey, Amanda, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. Everything you guys have said about them being control freaks and just having to be into everybody's business is so right. I lived in a dorm last year, actually, and this girl, she had to be the leader of the pack, the center of attention. She was really one of those people that you think, oh, they don't realize they're being mean, but she knew exactly what she was doing, and she, like, it was awful. And a lot of people in the dorm were scared of her, and I'm not even near her anymore. Like, she's in Alabama, and I'm still scared to unfriend her or anything, even on Facebook. I've had
a lady
on the phone before me. She's just an awful person.
No kidding.
And wow.
She had, you know, if I talked, like, I was friends with a guy that she liked, and I talked to him in passing one time, and she, like, blew up and told me she was going to tell him that I was all this stuff that wasn't even true. And people were scared of her, and people still are, and she doesn't even live in that dorm anymore.
Psycho.
Wow.
Yeah.
Psycho.
She was the only thing I can think of is that she was an only child, and she was the youngest of us. She was, like, 17, and we were all 19 and 20 in this dorm. And she just, I guess she felt like she had to measure up, but she really is, like, I feel bad for her now looking back on it, but I'm still scared of her.
Really?
We never leave the seventh grade.
Seriously.
I mean, it's like the same. That sounds exactly like you're talking about a seventh grade conversation, you know?
I could see this whole scenario playing out with that whole celebrity clique of the Paris Hiltons and the Kim Kardashians and all of them just hanging out with each other just because they're afraid of what they're going to do to each other.
Right. Yeah. Just so much wasted energy, though.
If one
it
leaves
seems
the
like.
Hey, Sue, you're on The Voice Disguiser.
Hi.
Hey.
I maintain a friendship with a wretched, horrible, horrible human being of a woman.
Ooh.
Because
wow.
She knows I cheated on my husband, and she will tell him because she's vindictive.
And so,
has she threatened that with you, or are you just assuming that?
She hasn't threatened, but I have seen the way she is with other people who have crossed her or who let her down or anything like that. I mean, even with her own husband, she's just evil.
How often do you guys hang out?
We don't very often, thankfully, because we don't work in the same place anymore. So it's more email and phone calls and let's have lunch. And, you know, I can normally get out of lunch, but if I don't maintain contact with her, she'll just assume that I've blown her off. And I'm afraid she'll go off the deep end.
She would expose your affair to your husband.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
Crazy.
That is wild.
Yeah, guys handle this kind of thing so differently. I just don't even think it processes for us. And we certainly wouldn't be vindictive to another dude. I just don't care.
I wouldn't want to be in that situation.
Yeah, I don't. It's foreign to me because I just can't. I really am a lazy person. I don't have the energy to deal with that drama. Maybe that's my laziness. There's an asset to that. It's an asset. Because
put up with this drama.
I don't hang out with people I hate, you know? And I don't, I just can't do it. I'm too lazy.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.